now and then, here and there, and always at sexpotcomedy.com.
Next storyteller.
Welcome to the Narrators Podcast.
This podcast collects stories that were told at the Narrators, a monthly storytelling event that features people telling true stories based on a theme.
The show takes place on the third Wednesday of every month at the Buntport Theater in Denver, Colorado.
Hello, everyone. It's Ron Doyle. Our next live show is the debut of the Narrators San Diego. Please join Mary Robertson and Robert Rutherford on September 8th at Tiger Tiger Tavern. The show is free and it starts at 8 p.m. You can find more details at our website, thenarrators.org, or on our Facebook page. Today's story comes from Anthony Crawford. He's co-host of Amuse Booze, a local cocktail and comedy showcase, and he's the host of Talkin' Shop, which is like Denver Comedy's answer to the Inside the Actors Studio. Anthony interviews some of the city's brightest comedic minds, asking questions about how the funny sausage gets made. And I just said funny sausage on a podcast. Been waiting a long time to check that one off my bucket list. Thanks, Anthony. This story was recorded live on May 20th, 2015 at Buntport Theater in Denver, Colorado. The theme of the evening was nature versus nurture.
Nature versus nurture. All right. I guess I'll just tell you about me. Look, I'm the youngest of three. You know what I mean? My brother and sister are both 9 and 12 years older than me. You know what I mean? And we grew up very differently. You know, we're all military brats. You know, my dad retired Air Force. Air Force. We push buttons. It was cool. I came in late, obviously, and I didn't get to travel in the country as much as they did. When I came around, that's when my dad started going international. So I was born in Oklahoma, even though, yeah, I claim North Carolina because that's where I've been the longest. I was in Oklahoma long enough to be old enough to travel. You know what I mean? And we went to Spain. That's where my first memories are. And, you know, I had to stick close to my parents, you know, because my brother and sister, they are already, you know, 16 and 13. You know, so they got to enjoy Europe. When we went to Amsterdam, they got to enjoy themselves, them lucky bastards. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got to really experience France. You know what I mean? Like, meanwhile, I'm sitting here, you know, looking at Spanish cartoons. You know what I mean? And they're literally on the, you know, at Ibiza, which is a fully nude beach. And Spain doesn't have that many fat people. I don't know if y'all know this. I would have loved to have been there, but I couldn't, you know? And my dad, loved him to death. He passed away 3 years ago. He was an alcoholic, hardcore. But luckily, I guess if you gotta have an alcoholic father, I had a fun drunk dad instead of an angry drunk dad. Which means, instead of abuse, I just got embarrassment, you know. And my brother and sister were old enough to be able to handle it. You know, they were teenagers. They didn't give a damn. They just had to go get a job. My brother was a jock anyway. You know, my sister was a popular girl in school. And I was sheltered because my brother and sister were fucking up. You know, both of them had babies. Before they graduated high school. You know, my brother had two. 4 months apart. Very true story. Very true story. Obviously, two different girls. You know what I'm saying? I love my niece and nephew, though. You know? But, My sister got two, but they're just as far apart as me and my sister are. She's the oldest. And she had Christopher my senior year. And because my brother and sister both had babies early, and they were kind of getting in trouble. You know, my sister's grades start slipping, and my brother blew out his knee his senior year. He was a star football player. He was the number two rated middle linebacker in the state of North Carolina at the time, and number four power forward in the state. If he wouldn't have blew out his knee, he would have been a backup to the Fab Five. This is a true story. He was recruited to Michigan, and he blew out his knee his senior year. And like most, you know, like most basketball players, unfortunately, minorities, he went to drugs, you know, selling drugs and stuff. And that's how he got in trouble. You know, my sister, she made typical dumb decisions, hooked up with dumb guys and all that. And because of the way they came up, I got sheltered. Hardcore. I couldn't even get a job. I had to focus on school. You know, I couldn't even play sports like I wanted to because I was real small. You know, I was real small. Like, I know y'all like, was, but I had a 7-inch growth spurt my senior year in high school. This is a very true story. And I wanted to play football. I wanted to play basketball. I ended up playing basketball, but I wanted to play football and all that, but I couldn't because I had to focus on grades and all that. And I almost skipped my senior year. I mean, I guess it worked out. You know, I graduated one of the top of my class, you know, in the top 20. You know, and I got screwed out of an Ivy League education. That's a whole nother story. I don't have enough time to get into that one. But it's weird because I look at our lives now, you know, and right now, my brother and sister kicking ass in life. You know, like after my brother got out of jail for the last time on a trafficking deal, you know, that I still don't believe he did, his life is great. You know, he owns a house. His kids are great. You know, their lives are better than mine. You know, he owns a house. I mean, what the fuck? He got his license back. He owns a car. He's doing great. He has a great job, earning like $13 an hour, which in North Carolina, balling. You know, and my sister has literally had the same job she's had since she was 19. She's only had two jobs in her life. You know, and the first one was Prudential, which apparently sucked. And then she started working for social services. And my sister went my mom's route. Instead of taking promotions, you know, and moving up in the company, nah, I'll stay right here and just keep getting raises. And now my sister makes $27 an hour. Her job requires a college degree now. She don't have one. She's grandfathered in. Now we look at my life. I'm a comic. And yeah, I did really well in school. Yeah, fantastic. You know, I'm a geek. I am a fucking nerd. I make it look sexy as hell, though. You know what I mean? But I'm a nerd, man. And I was raised by TV. You know, so, like, all I have, instead of being around people, like, you know, experiencing life like my brother and sister did, you know, like, they are able to bounce back from disappointment way easier than me. Because everything was handed to me. Everything was catered to me. All I gotta do is be good in school. North Carolina ranks like, what, 45th or some shit? You know what I mean? Like, it's not hard. It's not hard at all. It's probably why I dropped out. I don't know how to study. You know, and it was easy, you know. And, like, I don't know how to cook. That's sad. Like, I don't know how to cook. I set one fire. I set one fire when I was six, and I was banned from my kitchen. Like, real shit, growing up. You know, my brother's been cooking. My brother was cooking for me when we was in Spain. He was only like 12, cooking meals, you know, for me. Man, if they don't have microwave instructions on the back, I'm hungry than a motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Only meat I know how to deal with is ground beef. You know what I mean? That's only because it has a color it turns. That's all it is. That's the only reason why I can cook it. And it makes me wonder, like if I ever have kids. Like, I don't have kids at all. So I never had that reason to be responsible. Now, I don't know whether to be like, man, if I have a kid, I'm be like, yo, man, hell yeah, fucking high school all you can. Because my brother and sister turned out great. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I should do that. You know, or be like, yeah, man, be smart. Don't have kids. Swear to God, man, kids will change your life. You won't, you know, if you can't handle money and all that. And I sound stupid doing that. You know what I mean? Because my mom and dad had my sister in high school. You know? And then I'm looking at them, and they had kids in high school. And I'm like, they're doing great. Meanwhile, I've perfected masturbating. And I don't know how to handle money. You know what I mean? And somehow this ties into nature versus nurture. I just don't know if I have enough life experience to make that tie in together. I guess I should have been more responsible and actually wrote this before the show. Well, I just decided to come up here and be honest with you guys. I don't know. I just, according to the popular opinion, my brother and sister and my mom and dad should have been failures. And I should be the status quo. I should be what everybody wants. I went to school, went to college, you know, and all that. But, I went to college for shit I ain't want to do, you know. And now I'm doing what I want to do, but I'm not making any money. So, I don't know. Tell your kids to fucking high school, I guess. I don't know.
Anthony Crawford. The Narrators is produced by Robert Rutherford, Aaron Rollman, Mary Robertson, and me, Ron Doyle. I produce and record the podcast with engineering assistance by Josh Johnson. And our founder and executive producer is Andrew Orvidal.
The Narrators podcast is brought to you by these amazing sponsors.
The great guys at Illegal Pete's and Greater Than Records, who in addition to providing rad burritos all over town, provide great local music and comedy.
The next time you need a photographer, remember From the Hip Photo. You can learn more about their honest and unforgettable service at FromTheHipPhoto.com.
Check out the appropriately named Sexy Pizza on their website, SexyPizzaOnline.com.
And finally, by Breckenridge Brewery, making balanced, approachable, and interesting handcrafted beers in Colorado for over 25 years. Check them out at BreckBrew.com. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or on your favorite mobile podcatcher. For more information and to find past episodes, visit thenarrators.org.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Womp, womp, womp.